So you were referring to the Avado trial that was just presented, and that was one of the papers we wanted you to review.
So we now have two large phase 3 trials of frontline bevacizumab in the setting of a taxane that have randomized patients to taxane plus minus bevacizumab. Both of these trials were in HER2-negative breast cancer patients. Both were fairly similarly sized, that's to say roughly 700 patients. Both asked somewhat different questions. The Avado trial presented by David Miles recently randomized patients to either docetaxel alone, docetaxel plus bevacizumab given at 7.5 mg per kg every 2 weeks, or docetaxel plus 15 mg per kg every 2 weeks. And this trial result, like the E2100 trial, showed a statistically significant improvement for the addition of bevacizumab to a taxane with regard to the primary endpoint of progression-free survival. There was no obvious difference between 7.5 mg per kg and 15 mg per kg, suggesting...
in efficacy, but what about toxicity?
Either. I would say there was probably not much difference one way or the other.
And I guess we should mention that that was also looked at in lung, non-small cell lung with the AVAIL study.
Correct. And similarly, the AVAIL study showed no obvious difference in efficacy or toxicity based upon dosage. Not particularly surprising, given that the phase 1 data with bevacizumab showed that you basically bound up all circulating Bev at levels far below 7.5 mg per kg, but perhaps important from a pharmacoeconomic standpoint.
And also from a clinical practical standpoint, does that mean we rethink what we do dose-wise off study?
Perhaps. I don't know that this is the final answer, but we have answers now in two diseases that have given us a fairly similar answer.
Is it changing what you're doing in a non-protocol setting?
It hasn't much yet, because most of my patients are going on protocols, so...
Come on, George. Don't
tell me. What dose do you use?
We've typically used the E2100 dose, but I'm certainly not dogmatic about that. And if someone used half that dose, I would certainly not feel that they were mistreating patients.
Can you talk a little bit more? Let's just finish out on the Avado study. Anything else you want to say about that?
Well, actually, the interesting question is the difference between Avado and E2100. So Avado, though it showed an improvement in progression-free survival, it was a very modest improvement. The median was 8.7 months versus 8 months by, of course, one of these strange statistical quirks. The closest point on the entire curve is exactly at the 50% point, so this is probably an underestimation of benefit. But overall, you'd say looking at the Avado PFS curves, looking at the E2100 PFS curves, E2100 looks far better in terms of improvement in PFS, hugely different by about 3 months or so, probably improvement in PFS over what we see in Avado. Now, is this just one of these statistical quirks that happens when you see different trials? Does it represent differences perhaps in the patient populations? I think not. They actually look quite similar. Or does this mean, going back to our earlier question for the CALGB trial, do chemotherapeutics matter? When we're combining with biologic, does it matter how we give the agents, what dose and schedule that we give them in? Now, E2100, we gave weekly paclitaxel for a reason. We gave it because we thought that paclitaxel was an anti-angiogenic agent, and that combining two anti-angiogenic agents would give one greater benefit, and that doing it on a weekly basis, therefore, if one follows that train of argument, might be better than giving a taxane on an every 3-week basis. That's not data, that's not evidence, that's presumption, but it's an interesting question. It also comes up, of course, with our other large phase 3 data set with anti-angiogenic therapy, which is bevacizumab, where we have a flat-out negative phase 3 trial in the refractory setting. Is it flat-out negative because nice drugs get beat up in bad neighborhoods?
Capecitabine you're talking about?
Yeah, capecitabine plus minus bevacizumab. Or is it flat-out negative because capecitabine and bevacizumab don't have any biological magic to them in terms of synergizing against endothelial cells? These are interesting questions. We don't have the answers to them. But they certainly suggest the possibility that how we give chemotherapy with anti-angiogenic agents may matter. And indeed, in E5103, of course, the adjuvant trial, we've maintained the weekly paclitaxel in combination with bevacizumab.
George, I'm sorry, Neil. The progression-free survival in the control arm was similar in the two trials.
The PFS for docetaxel was a little bit better than the PFS for paclitaxel. It was 8 months versus 6 months.
A little bit better, yeah.
Yeah.